Here's a thought about customized viewing. Some of you probably know that I have a long history with audio. I was an audio enthusiast in my youth and was actually a buyer for the ninth largest retailer in the United States for the electronics department. And so I've been involved in electronics for a long, long time. One of the great innovations in stereo equipment that literally changed my life was built-in graphic equalizers so that I could shape the sound to my ears and based on the speakers that I had, etc. Well, my current smartphone has the same kind of thing. I can modify the tonal curve of music so that all of the music that I have stored on my smartphone sounds great because I have presets essentially for each pair of headphones I have and presets for when I play it in the car stereo, etc. I can shape the music to my listening conditions and my preferences, which are, of course, based on my ears. Okay, I bring all this up because what if we had the same thing in photography? What if the viewer could modify the tones or colors of our prints so that it fit their eyes, so that it fit their color palette, so that it fit their lighting in their home or office or wherever? Would we as artists feel offended if someone were to modify our images for their customized viewing experience? I wonder how the musicians feel if they know that all of us out here listening to their music can modify it with not only graphic equalization, but things like stereo expanders and reverb, etc., so that it sounds the way we want it to sound. I don't know how I would feel about that if someone were doing that with my photographs, but I suppose if it enhances their experience and they connect more deeply with my photographs because it has been modified to meet their visual peculiarities, maybe I'm okay with that. I don't know. It's a little scary, though, isn't it? Thinking that someone could change your artwork. But, of course, they can by changing the lighting, and we all know that. They can by having their iPad or their computer calibrated differently than our iPad or computer, and we know that. You don't suppose it all boils down to content, content, and content, do you?